person included within the church has the Holy Spirit poured out abundantly upon him, upon her, living within us. So there are some great highlights there, aren't there? Well, that's just the beginning. There's some more great things to come. We often wonder, what is God doing in the church? What is his will? What is his purpose? Well, there are some great ideas that come out of this passage, and I don't think we should let politicians steal these words from us. These are great words, great principles that apply to what God is doing in the church. The first one is that God's will for the church is that we should be united, that we should be one in Christ Jesus. See what he says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. So that's like people from all different races, all different cultures, different ethnicities. And we've had a demonstration of that here this morning. But then he says, your sons and daughters. So it's supposed to be an inclusive community of people of different races, different genders. Your young men will see visions, your old men will dream dreams. So there's young and old together. Even in my servants, both men and women. So we're supposed to be united as one. He's building it into one thing. I will pour out my spirit on all. It's something that unites. God's will for the church is unity. But we don't lose our distinctiveness. This is one of the things I like about this church, is that I kind of feel free to be myself. And people are thinking, well, should you be somebody different? No, you just have to take me as I am. That we don't lose our distinctiveness. We don't come to look alike, dress alike, think alike, listen to the same kind of music. You know, we're different. We retain our personalities, our distinctives, and yet that diversity, the amazing thing is that we're brought into one. These people didn't cease to be people from different races. It's just that that became unimportant in the church. They didn't cease to be male and female or young and old and so on, but we're one in our diversity. So unity, diversity, and there's another great word. I don't think politicians should steal these words from us. We are equal. Equal in what sense? Well, this is a fantastic verse, verse 18. Even on my servants, both men and women. Now, that's the way it's translated here in the NIV. Basically, in the original language, there are two words here, which are the male and female word in Greek for a bond slave. So, if you got that, that's what you and I are. We are bond slaves of Jesus Christ. And I was going to say we're all reduced to that level. We're not reduced to that level. We're exalted to that level. It's such a privilege to be a bond slave, a servant of Jesus Christ. So we're all in that sense equal, although different. We have the privilege of being slaves, servants of Jesus Christ. And there comes the whole issue of equality. And the final thing that's just highlighted here is the issue of prophecy. Pour out my spirit, your sons and daughters will prophesy. I will pour out my spirit, and those is they will prophesy. Now, what this is highlighting is the idea of the core idea of prophecy. And we sometimes think that prophecy is kind of like telling the future. Well, that's a bit of it, but the core element of prophecy, if you look at any of the prophetic books in the Old Testament, is this. The phrase, you know what's coming? Anyone seen this when they've been doing their daily readings through Jeremiah or Ezekiel or some of these other places, that very clean pages in the Old Testament. Thus says the Lord. And that was the core of the prophetic ministry. It was declaring the word of the Lord. And the emphasis here is that in the church, that an indispensable element that must characterize all manifestations of the church everywhere is declaring the word of the Lord. If we don't do that, we have nothing. That is the focus that's here. Doesn't mean to say that other gifts are unimportant. Some people are specifically equipped to communicate God's truth publicly. Others do it better in a more private sort of way, one-to-one. But however we do it, we've got to be communicating God's truth. That is an indispensable element, because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what I think. It doesn't matter what you think. My opinions will do you absolutely no good at all in the final analysis. What we want to hear when we come to church is, "Thus says the Lord." It's God speaking. And the emphasis here, the age in which we live, the church, is on prophecy. There are lots of other gifts which all complement each other, but the one that's highlighted here is declaring the word of the Lord. The Spirit has come. Isn't that fantastic? Aren't we so privileged that the Holy Spirit has been poured out and God is building his church, and we are a united yet diverse, equal people who have the privilege of declaring to others the word of the Lord, what God is saying, the life-transforming message of the gospel.